I'm Graham. This is Brian. This is Brad.
Oh, we're supposed to say something?
I'm Brad.
Hi, Brad. Oh, sorry. I'm Brian.
Oh, shoot. We just messed that up. No, it's good to be back.
So we're talking about Cheryl Hines. The episode is now out. What were your guys' reflections of the taping?
I thought it was a very refreshing taping. There's always the fear when you go into these that, you know, the person seems really nice when you watch their interviews beforehand and you read about them and then you meet them and they're not quite what you thought they were going to be. Cheryl was just the nicest person. I mean, she was so friendly, welcoming, warm. I mean, it was just a great experience with her.
Yeah, she was really, sweet is kind of the word. I think that's just the most appropriate word to describe her. Even at the event, the comedy event, we accompanied her and Bobby too. Like, they were both great. And Bobby has this whole big security team. And it's interesting, you know, Cheryl's famous, but she goes into that world. And I'm sure it's another level of safety. And you're just trying to make sure that, you know, everything's good to go. And then to have us there was another level on top of that. But the whole time, whether it was at her house or at this comedy event, she was great to work with.
I admittedly knew nothing about her when we booked her, other than everybody wanted to profile her. And I think I had seen her in, what was it, Bad Moms or Bad Moms,
Bad Moms Christmas? Yeah.
Outside of that, I was not familiar with her work. I'd never seen an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's the one thing you saw her in. It's one of my most critically acclaimed shows of all time, but it's Bad Moms Christmas. Right.
Anyways, the more we researched her, the more I got interested in having the opportunity to do this.
Yeah, very open. You said that right after the interview. You were like, that was like one of my favorite tapings we've ever had. I've been watching Curb from the beginning, and you know, I was a fan of Cheryl from the show. I didn't quite realize how slow that build was to like just one day getting that role on Curb and kind of taking off from there.
And it's interesting too, she got the role on Curb because she was unknown. So it's always like there's shows, right, they don't want a big name. You have Larry David already, so you want to compliment him with other like lesser knowns who can become big. And that's the role she ended up, you know, stepping into. And then obviously her career, you know, blew up in the best way possible.
I don't remember what I said to her at the end of the interview that you could tell touched her a little bit. And she was a little emotional, which I know is Brad's favorite term. But I think it was something along the lines of, you know, just her epitomizing perseverance. I mean, because both on the personal life and the professional life, like she's had challenges every step of the way that, you know, any one of which would have been easy to just, you know, say f*** this sh-, and just be done and, you know, go back home to Florida and pick another career or whatever. And she stuck with it when it would have been way easier to do anything but that. And so I thought that was kind of cool.
I thought it was interesting too, her mindset when talking about that. She had that one part where she was talking about, you know, her relationship, when she was like 30, her relationship was falling apart, her career wasn't going anywhere, she was still bartending, and then she kind of had this epiphany where she was like, you know what, I could be 75 and still be living in this one bedroom apartment doing theater on the side and I'd be happy. And I think that's the type of mindset you have to have if you want to try to make it as an actor. You have to be okay with just a life filled with failure and be happy with what you have. And I think it was that mindset that allowed her to stick in it long enough to eventually get Curb.
Was there a moment during the filming where you guys were a little concerned on site?
I don't think, not concerned on this particular shoot. Unlike, I mean, there's some shoots where the logistics are crazy and you're not sure if you're gonna get everything done or in on time.
What about when she said, oh, you're gonna go there, and like took a sip of. I remember.
That was touching.
Because that was early in the interview, and I didn't expect that to like work her up. And I'm like, oh, shit, I just pissed her off, and we're like only a short while into the interview.
It was a very brief moment of like uncertain whether she was upset by that or just more touched by it. But yeah, I remember in the moment kind of the same thing, being like, ooh, this could go one of two ways.
I don't think, I guess in the moment I didn't think that, because to me the question itself, like knowing her story going into the interview, like I knew that the question itself was innocent in nature, and it was only like there wasn't anything remotely controversial behind it. It was just another chapter of her moving from, you know, Florida to Los Angeles. So I never thought of it like you guys did, where there was no moment of pause for me. It was like, oh crap. It was, and I mean, do you, how it turned out, I thought was really cool, because you said we could skip it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, it's really sweet to think about this, which is what a lot of guests, mm-hmm. I think, tend to say, is they haven't lived certain memories, they haven't relived certain memories, but these moments come up where I've never thought about that in a long time.
You
and then they're, so that was one of those.
I have noticed recently, like over the past year maybe, a few people have made the therapy comment, which is like a new thing, and I'm like, I don't think I'm doing anything differently. It just, I'm probably just getting older now, and so I could. I've gone from being like the annoying kid to now like the annoying person that could be a therapist.
Man, wait, if you get like a gray beard, then it's going to be a complete transformation.
Your research is as good or better than it's ever been, but I don't think like. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you have I mean, just from watching older interviews too and comparing them with the new ones, I think you have the tendency to delve a little deeper into some of the psychological portions. I think you're asking about the same things, general things in people's lives, but I do think you, as you've gotten older, and I think this is a good thing, you probe a little more into what the psychological effects are of some of these things.
I don't think, like, when people do profiles now, like a lot of times it's based around a theme or certain thing. Like if Cheryl did something, but it was more tied to her connection with her husband, Bobby, like, yes, you're going to mention some of her past, but who's ever doing that profile is probably not asking a bunch of questions about it. It's just a profile piece where they list the facts, but then the quotes are about whatever the current modern day thing is. But what makes our show unique is we're asking questions, multiple questions about every chapter of life, where, yeah, I think it's totally believable that most of our guests have not thought about several of these moments in a long, long time.
Yeah. What did you think of the night prior to the sit down with Cheryl, where we went to the presidential fundraising event?
I thought it was really interesting. And when I used to work in news, I've covered election things before, but I've never been to like a presidential fundraiser. So it's just interesting to see like the extra layer, like you mentioned, of security.
That was no joke.
Yeah.
And for somebody who's like not a front runner and how far out we still are, like they weren't messing around.
Yeah. I wonder how different that is. Even as you mentioned, you know, he's not a front runner, but you know, he's a Kennedy, you know, I don't know what kind of security Ross Perot had when he ran back in the 90s, but you know, it feels bigger when it's a Kennedy.
I think my favorite behind the scenes moment from that night was when we wrapped the interview with Cheryl and Bobby in kind of that green room backstage. I'll preface this by saying I think the best, one of my favorite stories that we didn't have time for in the show was the emu story. But after the interview with Bobby and Cheryl wrapped, like, it felt like, from my perspective, like we needed to move out of that green room because the theater people were trying to open that space up. And Bobby's on his phone trying to get Graham photos of this emu, which we got, which was great. But he's spending, it felt like an eternity, where I'm just like, do I need to step in to like get them to move out of this room? Because it just felt like we had to clear the area.
Everybody wanted us out of there, but he was game to continue engaging.
Yeah. Right, so I don't think anybody wanted to be the person that stepped in and said, no, Bobby, he was the man of the hour in that moment. And so we were just kind of waiting. It was just like awkward for me to be like, all right, guys, let's go. Anything stick out from that interview that you did with both of them?
It's just kind of cool how they've blended their family. You know, she's been married a couple times. He's been married a few times. There's like, what, seven kids between it, right?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it was interesting when we were doing the taping with Cheryl the next day. I mean, this kid and that kid and whoever was running in that, and like, you never knew if they were like a kid or a friend or like, but that was somebody, you know, one of Cheryl's friends told me as part of the prep for the interview, she's like, you should ask Cheryl like how she relaxes when she wants to relax, because she apparently likes peace and quiet. And when you're now in a, you know, one of nine in a family, it's rare there's ever a moment for peace and quiet, especially considering the fact that Bobby's known for inviting endless folks, you know, over to the house. So, yeah, just kind of a neat dynamic. And, you know, regardless what you think of her husband, I give him a lot of credit for being somebody that, you know, could have very easily just lived off his family name and never worked hard. And instead, he's like, you know, also very much busted his ass through multiple iterations of his career and overcome, you know, personal demons in his own right to become, you know, who he is. So, you know, as a couple, it's just kind of interesting dynamic, and they're both two people that have worked hard their entire life. So it was neat to capture that aspect of it as well. Any final words?
I will say one thing, I don't know if we'll maybe include this or not, because it's a little nugget, but we did some Curb trivia at the end with Cheryl. She did very well, but I was interested because one of the questions was, what was the pilot episode of Curb called? And she knew it was The Pants Tent, which I was kind of surprised by, because that pilot was like nearly 25 years ago. Fast forward, the finale aired recently, and the final scene, they went back to the first conversation he had on Curb, which was about The Pants Tent. So I kind of was thinking like, oh, I wonder if that's why that was fresh in her mind, because that was the last scene of the Curb finale, and she probably knew that.
And our next guest made a cameo in the final episode of Curb.
Can we say who it is?
We can.
Jerry Seinfeld.
For young Bradley and Brian, I'm Graham. Goodbye.